This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 13th of August, it will be the North East Radio Club General Meeting. And it's going to be a show and tell, and it's going to be all about your favourite antenna. So if you can bring along your favourite antenna, then you can show it all to us and tell us all about it. If not, you may have some details about your favourite antenna, and you can tell us about it. So next Friday, the 13th of August, get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. The COVID rules apply, and we hope that you can get along and enjoy the night and tell us all about your favourite antenna. And of course, next weekend will be the Remembrance Day contest. This contest is run each year as a memorial to those radio amateurs who fell during the Second World War. So the contest starts at 0300 UTC on Saturday the 14th, and it runs for 24 hours through to 0300 UTC on Sunday the 15th of August. And in case you're wondering what time that is in local time, it's 12:30 p.m. And so good luck in the contest. Now, the Coffee Corona Club Net is on every Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock on the Houghton Repeater. So come in next week and check the situation about the Real Coffee Club at the library. I believe some people went along last week, but there was very restrictive COVID conditions then. But those conditions may have changed by next Wednesday's Coffee Net. So come on up to the Coffee Corona Net and check what the details are, and then you may be able to get along to the Real Coffee Net at the library. And don't forget the F-Truth Net every Friday arvo at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeaters. Always a good enjoyable talk there, and come on up and have some fun. Well, that's all for this week. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday evening, we held our August activity night in our fabulous club rooms. We were treated to a very entertaining and educational talk by Norbert, VK5MQ, VK0AI, on setting up and maintaining a VHF repeater on Macquarie Island during his time there in 2018. Many thanks for an excellent evening, Norbert. This highlights the COVID situation, as we were not sure that we would be able to hold a face-to-face meeting until virtually the day before. The COVID situation and lockdowns are like a useless box at the present time. Google useless box to find what I mean. It is extremely difficult to plan anything involving face-to-face gatherings given the volatility of the situation in the eastern states, which could very easily move into SA if someone gets careless. With a number of major events on the visible horizon for our club, and no doubt many others, we can only watch and wait in the hope that the country can ultimately get on top of this blight on a permanent basis, allowing us to, hopefully, get back to some form of normality. All we can do is cross our fingers and forge ahead in the hope that all of the planning and hard work that goes into these events is rewarded by the events actually taking place. That's my rant for this week. That brings us up to date. The members of the South East Radio Group hope that we all stay safe from COVID and that things ease enough for some stability to be realised very soon. As always, I wish you all a great week and say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRB, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The recent lockdown messed up our plans for visiting alternative general meeting sites. These had to be cancelled. I'm now negotiating to see some other venues during the next week or two. The sticking point is, so far, none of these venues I have contacted have Thursday night available. The only night Christine has available is Thursday, and we do not want to go without our supper. I've cancelled all the events on the calendar for last week and this week. The coffee and chat, the lunch at the RSL, etc. We will wait and see how next week looks before I put any gatherings back on the calendar. Keep your eyes on your emails and your ears on the Sunday broadcast. I'm hoping we'll be out of this madness by August the 19th. We have four fellows from AREG who took part in the A35JT Tonga expedition. They'll be telling us a great story. Keep an eye on your emails just in case COVID scuttles this plan. The AHARS shirts are ready and Pat has delivered some of them at the coffee morning and at the recent general meetings. If you cannot collect them at a meeting, please email Pat to make other arrangements. patstore@adam.com.au, and that's P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R at adam.com.au. The Ironstone Range site now has two Kiwi SDR receivers, and with the loan of some newer batteries, it's now online 24/7. Barry is still working on the Kiwi SDR hardware, and we will soon have three receivers at the site. If you're having difficulty getting onto the remote site, here is the address: http://119.40.104.179.8073/. I may have got this wrong on last week's Sunday broadcast. Many of you would have heard about the disaster that happened to Trevor's VK5TW IC7300. I will attach the latest version of this document to the next mass email I send out during this week. It was not sent out with last week's mass email. I was waiting for a new document that indicated the serial number from which this modification was done in the ICOM factory. Many of you will find your IC7300 has this modification already done at the factory. My email address for this month is still philstorr@adam.com.au, philstorr at adam.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.